Welcome to Head Games Radio, and I am coming to you live from Channel 10 in Sacramento, and we're joined by one of my favorite people in the business, Solomon Wilcotts. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Nick. How are you?
Good. Just we had Mark Schlereth and Greg Gumbel on the show. Mark said he was getting crushed with all the requirements and all the crazy things going on Super Bowl week. How's it going for you?
Oh, I'm like that aluminum can myself, believe me. I'm getting crushed, but you know what? We get to talk about the Super Bowl. We get to talk about maybe the best team from the AFC and the best team from the NFC, and we get to talk about Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith and the road that both teams have taken to get to the Super Bowl. It's a fun time of the year. I think it's billing up to really what has become a national holiday on Super Bowl Sunday.
Hey, let's turn your mic up, my producer, just because I want to make sure we get you in on your cell phone there. And you're in Cincinnati now?
I am in Cincinnati, and I'm standing in a sound booth. Just got done doing a voiceover for a couple of essays we wrote on both teams. They're called How Did They Get There? So it chronicles the season for both the Colts and the Chicago Bears.
You know what, before we get to that, because I'd love to go into how you see the two journeys, the two stories, the storylines of each team, let's talk about something I love to talk about, which is kickers, in particular Adam Vinatieri. You were talking with him earlier in the week about his journey. It must be pretty interesting for him to find himself in the Super Bowl again, but with another team.
Yeah, he was a guy, he was a difference maker. 10 years with the Patriots, and, you know, he found a way to win. He was part of their winning formula. And now it just tells you just how important he was, because as he makes this switch over to the Indianapolis Colts, they finally break through and overcome their nemesis, the Patriots. Adam Vinatieri has been a vital, important part of what the Colts have accomplished in 2006.
And, of course, Robbie Gould with his 49, almost 50-yard field goal. In those conditions, the kicker will play a big part. It always does in close games. And I think this could well be a close game. When we come back, we'll talk some more. Later in the show, we'll have Luke Jensen from Down Under on the Aussie Open. And we'll have our U Sports segment. And we'll talk with Solomon about some of the important ideas about how these powerful role models on the NFL stage can impact kids in a positive and sometimes negative way. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122.